schemes, so to strike us again by day.
Ben lowered his weapon.
You mean Orin has done something like this before?
Settlers have avenged attacks that did not fall,
the Yark said.
I don't know what settlers do, but I knows what Tuskians do.
Quickly, a Yark named some locations. Ben's knowledge of the geography of the desert was not the same as hers, and he asked questions in response. She answered them. At last, he deactivated his lightsaber and returned it to its hiding place.
Ayak, your people have been wronged. What Orin has done is forbidden for my people. Taboo. And he has led Jabe into it. If you let me take the boy, I will see that no more harm comes from either of them.
Ayak stood fast.
Vengeance must be ours!
She studied Ben.
And you don't speak for the settlers!
Ben scratched his hairy chin.
No, you're right, I don't. This isn't even my responsibility. Not anymore. But neither can you get satisfaction alone. You don't have the forces to threaten the Oasis, do you?
Yark said nothing.
I didn't think so.
Ben nodded to the warriors he'd let live.
If you'll defer for a day, I will find a way that you can get justice.
Ayark didn't know what justice meant. Kishik and Sherrod both had been full of nonsense terms, but she caught Ben's drift.
I must see this justice,
she said, hissing the last syllable.
To know.
Ben nodded.
I think I understand. There may be a way.
Speak.
That's what I propose, Ben concluded a couple of minutes later. But it requires bringing the settlers to your, doorstep. As Ayark looked back on her junior warriors, doubts quickly filled her mind.
Plan works, she said. I would see. But plan risks the clan.
I understand, but you need not worry, Ben said. I would not endanger them, nor you. I would be there to protect your people.
Uthman lies,
Ayark snapped.
No outlander would care what happens to Tuskins.
At her feet, Jabe woke up, moaning. Opening his eyes, he saw Ayark overhead.
Uh-oh,
he said in a tiny voice.
Hold still, son,
Ben advised.
We're at a critical stage.
He looked back at Ayark.
I told you what I would do. Will you free him?
Ayark looked back at her feckless companions. Unaware of what had been discussed, they fidgeted at a sound from far away. Land speeders, heading toward the ranch from the northeast. There wasn't much time to make a decision, and Ayark was inclined to reject Ben's proposal. It was impossible to think he could succeed. No one could. She clutched the Gaderfi.
I say...
Another sound came from the south, interrupting her. Movement! The warrior stumbled backward, afraid.
The settlers!
One called to Ayark.
We are surrounded!
It's all right, Ben said, walking toward the southern dune. Just a second.
Don't leave me!
Jabe screamed. Ben was gone for just over 3 seconds when an Eyopi trotted over the southern crest. Ben followed, carrying a bundle in his arms. I forgot I parked near here, he called. The Eyopi wandered into the middle of the mystified Tuskins. At Ayark's feet, it began nuzzling at Jabe's cheek with its snout. Ayark looked back at the bundle Ben was carrying. It was moving.
What is that?
A bleat came from the shadowy mass, and Ben set it upon the ground. Dark cloth opened. A young Eyopi, just a few hours old, ambled toward its mother.
That is not from here,
Ayark said.
She knew the old man who lived here kept no livestock.
Hmm? Ah, yes,
Ben said, musing as he watched mother and child together. When I realized Orin was targeting this ranch, I had to get here quickly, so I had no choice but to ride. But Rue had just given birth this morning, and I couldn't leave the child. Yark stared at him.
How?
Ben picked up the cloth. I carried him in my cloak. He shook out the garment and put it on. He slept pretty well. Yark looked at the Eope with the two children, one human. She knew how far it was to Ben's home. He had ridden across the desert with an infant Eope in his lap. It occurred to her Ben would do anything to return Annalene's child to her, just as he had returned Adine. And so, he might be capable of anything. Light swept over the eastern ridge.
They have come,
Yark said. She poked Jabe lightly in the shoulder with the point of her weapon.
You must go. I agree to Ben's trade.
Ben looked around. He spied the speeder bike. I need to get to the oasis fast, but... He looked apprehensively at the Eopes. I can't ride alongside, and I can't carry us all. Yark gestured, and warriors stepped up to lead the Eopes away. At least they were capable of that, she thought. The night was still young, and she had much to prepare as well. Helping a confused Jabe toward the speeder bike, Ben looked back with apprehension.
You won't eat them, will you?
We do what we want,
Yark said, offended. The insinuation that they wouldn't was worse than any assumption about their diet.
But no one acts but I say.
That much was true now. Ben climbed aboard the vehicle in front of Jabe. I'll return, and if I fail, the next time you see me, I will do as you ask, I swear.
I will make sure of it,
Yark said. With that, the Tuskens and their animal charges vanished over the dune and into the night.
Chapter 39.
In the darkness of the claim, Annalene staggered against the counter.
What did you say?